Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. If you need to put your phone on flight mode, do so now. If you need to let your roommate or your spouse or your friends, your cats, know that now is your meditation time, please do not disturb during 20, 25 minutes, but I would give yourself a little buffer of 5 minutes at least, as we will have a contemplation at the end of the session. These meditations are always in two parts. The first part, we do a meditation for transcendence. We transcend the idea of the self in order to awaken and to be enlightened by the fact that the self is indeed an illusion, that we are not separate from nature. We are an expression of nature. The second part is either a quote or an idea or some sort of contemplation. So make sure you give yourself a time buffer, listen until the end, and take your time now to settle in, find your center of gravity, find your balance so that you can sit with the least effort possible. Sit with dignity, take space, relax your shoulders. Don't try to control your breath, don't try to control your thoughts. Don't try to control anything. In fact, don't try. These meditations, in order for them to be effective, they need to be as passive as possible. And so this is why we release our expectations. Whatever happens, happens today. Every day is different. Every meditation is different. We don't judge. And we avoid giving our opinion. This just creates more thoughts, more ego, which are the very thing we aim to transcend. So it's a paradox, isn't it? We aim to have no aim. Our goal is to have no goals. Close your eyes. As we settle in, start to relax more and more. Put your hands to the heart, either in a praying position or flat on the chest, whatever feels more natural and comfortable to you. We'll dedicate this session to someone or a group of people. It can be anybody, somebody that you love, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you're having challenges with, somebody that's gone. Nice deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project naturally our love, our appreciation, our gratitude towards that person or group of people. can now imagine that person receiving your gratitude, your love, your energy, your projection. And note what it feels like to you to create this bond. How easy it is to create bonds between beings. In a moment, you'll start hearing the vibration. I've started it now, but it will be very soft and somewhere on the right or on the left. As soon as you find it, put your attention gently and effortlessly on the vibration. This is just a sound. It may contain some binaural beats for some extra goodness, but that is not what matters here. What matters is your process towards that sound, using it as an anchor so that our minds doesn't drift away in different directions, multiple directions at once. The symptoms of overthinking, of rumination. It keeps the mind focused on one thing, so that we're able to bypass these thoughts, these opinions, and the illusion of self. When thoughts come, they will come, don't worry. Just do not judge them or give your opinions on these thoughts, don't categorize them, don't try to eliminate them. Those will only create more thoughts, so non-action, and gently, effortlessly, naturally, your mind will go back to the vibration. When the sound fade out and disappear, reproduce it in your own mind for a minute or so. Keep it alive, let it resonate naturally. may now let go of the vibration. The meditation session is over. Get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. Take a nice deep breath whenever you're ready. Open your eyes. Just sit there, don't move. Appreciate where you are, the stillness, the calm. I don't really usually do that, but I'll quote myself today as I see I posted it on Instagram, so I will say it here also. It's about virtue, and I say, virtue is unquantifiable. It either is or it is not. What I mean by that is, if you want to, it's not about being righteous or right or wrong. It's about your self-respect, your self-confidence. We've talked about this many times before. To have self-respect, to have self-esteem, to create self-love, you have to have self-confidence. Confidence meaning to trust intensely, right? And the way you trust yourself is not by, you know, getting yourself a new pair of shoes or pretending this or that. The way you trust yourself is through action. Through doing consistently what you know is the right thing to do. And so if you're only honest 50% of the time, then you're breaking the trust towards yourself 50% of the time. And this creates an impossibility for you to truly love yourself. Because if you don't trust someone 100%, it's really hard to love them. We might think we love them, but not on a deep level. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.